Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
For the most part, I abhor the expression PC. But once in a while, I violate the said full expression, politically correct. I guess that's because of several factors. First, I've been there. Done that, second, and finally, I'm just plain getting older. And I've served 8 years on the council and another 4 years on the planning commission. So I've seen staff presentations and by and large have been right about those that were going to stick and those that didn't. So my non-PC comments today are directed at the third floor City Hall once again. I was contacted by some local motel property owners and made aware of an item on the consent calendar this past council meeting that actually got pulled by a council member. My timing was perfect as I turned away from my yet another great Giants game to watch the council meeting on one of those community access channels. The agenda item was in regards to the sale of the property that the Chamber of Commerce rented for decades. Now, mind you, I have no beef with the winner of the bid. It was just listening with a very tuned-in ear to the facts or lack of facts that were being addressed by the staff to council when asked about occupancy concerns. I swear it was like a deer in the headlights, and the answer was about the same results as happens on Highway 101. Given the current lay of the land with motels dotting the metropolitan area from Fortuna to Arcata, there are many motel owners shaking their heads. I'm pretty confident no one on the third floor has seen a current copy of the Star reports that motel owners live and die by. The cold hard facts are that annually the occupancy rate for the motel industry is down 5% over a year ago, and that rate is now 62% of rooms filled annually. The shoulder months, basically October through April, are brutal and sometimes under 50%. Now let's add another 80-plus rooms. Well, that doesn't sound like much, but when you do the math, it equates to nearly 30,000 additional room nights a year. Staff also didn't mention other motels that are in the works in Eureka, plus another 40 rooms are being added on to a property in Arcata. Another 50,000 room nights. And where do those heads and beds come from? Well, let's see. The new outfit that was awarded the $370,000 to promote Eureka, under the veil of something everyone seems to be ignoring? I get it. Let's spruce up Broadway Boulevard. But really, at the expense of dividing up the pie, burgers, and motel rooms? Word of advice, keep an eye on what else might be coming out of the third floor. Can you say merry-go-round? This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.